This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, welcome to our first session of the series, Reflections on the 99 Names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity. Let us begin our journey, bismillah, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah to open our minds and hearts so that we can, empower our knowledge and enrich our minds, and also please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after learning these beautiful names and attributes of Allah Rabbul Izzah. The first name, inshaAllah, in today's session we shall learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the crowning name, the most supreme and the main name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Allah, it means the one and only who deserves and worthy to be worshipped. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Ayah number 14, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَ فَعْبُدْنِي. Surely I am Allah, there is no God, there is no deity worthy of worship but I. My brothers and sisters, the word Allah is so powerful that when we actually even hear the word of Allah, there is a spiritual energy that comes, walhamdulillah. Right? And this is the name which is the most popular name. This is the name Allah, which has been used by Allah in so many, you know, places in the Quran. This is the name of Allah that means the one who deserves to be worshipped, who is worthy of worship, the one who is the ultimate protector of all time. Allah is the one and only who is so powerful that the whole creation is amazed by His power and majesty. He is the one and only through whom the whole creation rushes with absolute satisfaction. He is the one and only Allah through whom the whole creation rushes to Him for ultimate needs and desires. Allah, the one and only who comprehends everything, but He is beyond comprehension. Allah is the one and only who is worthy of all praises, respect, honor, and dignity and majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He named Himself as Allah, as the supreme, as the crowning name. And this name, it encompasses, it reflects, it includes all the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective, my brothers and sisters, the action point that we need to make sure that we memorize this name, as we all know, alhamdulillah, we need to understand it every now and then. We need to keep reflecting upon it. We need to ensure that we live by it. We need to ensure that we call out to Allah for every need that we have. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is among the main names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ba'den, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The Rahman, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, is the one of the major names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it means entirely merciful, meaning the reflection of the mercy of Ar-Rahman is all over. Those who even do not believe in Him, those who disobey Him, even for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy, as He is Ar-Rahman, meaning the one who is entirely merciful. and the one who is continuously merciful, subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He has to be reflected, to be memorized, to be ensured that this sifa, this attribute of Allah, this name of Allah Rabbul Izzah, Ar-Rahman, it has to be memorized. It has to be understood by understanding the various aspects of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be, reflected upon again and again by understanding and reflecting and pondering over the mercy of Allah all over. It needs to be lived upon. We need to ensure that there is nothing that is worthy of worship except Ar-Rahman, the one who is entirely merciful. We need to ensure that we call out to Rahman for gaining the mercy, for obtaining the rahmah, the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim is the one who is the especially merciful. He is especially merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fussilat, Surah number 41, Ayah number 2, this is a revelation from the entirely merciful and the especially merciful. Ar-Rahman is the entirely merciful. Ar-Rahim is the specially merciful. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is especially merciful for His selective slaves, for those who believe in Him, for those who obey Him, for those who will be in need of Him here and in the hereafter. Allah Rabbul Izzah's mercy, Ar-Rahim, He will be continuously merciful to those who are deserving of the mercy of Allah. Again, my brothers and sisters, don't forget the action points. Let's make sure that we memorize it. We make sure that we understand the rahmah element of it, the mercy element of it, Ar-Rahim. We need to ensure that we ponder and reflect over it. We need to make sure that we live by it, by always, pondering and by always believing in Ar-Rahim. And we need to also make sure that we call out to Ar-Rahim. Call out to Ar-Rahim as well and ask Allah, ask Ar-Rahim to give us mercy from His mercy. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-Malik. Al-Malik means the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses this name in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described Himself as the king. In fact, He is entire, creation. The things which we even don't know, the creation which we are not aware of, that Allah has created, He is the king of everything. Subhanallah. Again, we need to ensure that we believe in Him, Al-Malik. We need to ensure that we memorize Allah's name, and that is Al-Malik. We need to ensure that we understand the kingship of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the king who has the kingdom without anybody's intervention. We need to ensure that we keep reflecting upon the King Al-Malik, and we need to ensure that we live by it. We need to ensure that we call out to Al-Malik, the one who is the king, to grant us from his kingdom the happiness, the serenity, the mercy, the satisfaction, and everything what we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus is the one which means the sacred, the absolutely pure. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He uses this name in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Surah number 62, Ayah number 1, in which Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, the sovereign and the pure. He is the pure, free from any kind of, dirt, any kind of imperfection. Subhanallah, He is Al-Quddus, the absolutely pure. You see, these names and attributes of Allah Rabbul Izzah will empower our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ensure that we memorize this name as well. Al-Quddus, if you want to seek purity in your life, if you want to ensure that you worship the one who deserves to be worshipped, Al-Quddus. In fact, my brothers and sisters, there is no one except Allah who is Al-Quddus, the absolutely pure, who deserves to be worshipped, subhanallah. We need to understand it. We need to reflect upon this name as well, on the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the sacredness of Allah azza wa jal. We need to live by it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus, absolutely pure. We need to call out to Al-Quddus. We need to call out to Al-Quddus, the one who is absolutely sacred, the one who is absolutely pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also As-Salam. As-Salam is the one free from all defects. It also includes the meaning of peace, the grantor of peace and security as well. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He uses this name in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23, where Allah mentions the one free from all defects, As-Salam. As-Salam is the one who grants peace, who is the owner of peace, and the one who is absolutely free from all defects. Again, my brothers, my sisters, we need to memorize this name as well. And we need to ensure that we understand the element of peace, the element of freeness from all kinds of defects in As-Salam. And we need to keep reflecting upon the name of As-Salam so that we can get closer to As-Salam, and we can ask Allah by calling out to Allah, by living the life in submission to As-Salam, in submission to the one who is the grantor of peace, in submission to As-Salam, who is the owner and the one who controls everything, subhanallah, the one who is free from all defects. You see, it is so important, and we are so happy, we are so moved by knowing that Allah is As-Salam, He is free from all defects. Allah should be the one who is As-Salam, and that's what Allah is. Allah is the one who is free from all defects, and that is why He is As-Salam. He kept His name as As-Salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min is the one who is the giver of security. He is the guardian. And Allah uses this name again in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23. Allah mentions the giver of security, Al-Mu'minu, the giver of security, the guardian. My brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we memorize this name as well. Al-Mu'minu, Al-Mu'minu, the one who is the giver of security. Every one of us need security. We need someone who is the ultimate guardian, the one who protects us, the one who guides us. And there is no one better than the one who is Al-Mu'min, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's keep reflecting on this particular name as well. My brothers and sisters, let us live by this name as well. Let us call out to Allah, Al-Mu'min. Ask Allah, Ya Al-Mu'min, grant us security. Ya Al-Mu'min, guard us, our families, our neighborhood, our society, and the entire humanity and the entire creation. Subhanallah, the power of Al-Mu'min is he's the one who grants security. My brothers and sisters, indeed, He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has this name Al-Mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin is the one who is the watcher over his creatures. He is also the guardian of faith. Allah uses this name as well in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that He is the watcher over His creatures. Al-Muhaymin. We need to ensure, my brothers and sisters, we memorize it. Al-Muhaymin is the one who watches over us. Every time when we do anything, He is the one who is Al-Muhaymin. He is the one who is the guardian of faith as well. The one whom we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Al-Muhaymin. He is the one whom we have to live by or and we need to ensure that we call out to Al-Muhaymin to guard our faith, our iman. Indeed, the most precious thing for a believer is his faith. And Al-Muhaymin is the one who is the guardian of faith. We need to live our lives in the light of this guardian of faith, Al-Muhaymin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is the one who is the Almighty. He has the entire creation, the power, the might, the supreme being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make sure that we memorize it. Al-Aziz, the Almighty, the Almighty. My brothers and sisters, for any work to be done, for any action to be completed, for any matter to be solved, for any issue to be resolved, we need to have someone in a life who is Almighty, who is Al-Aziz, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the understanding that we need to carry in our minds and hearts, that Al-Aziz is the one who is the Almighty, who will take care of my matters, who has my personal relationship, to whom I submit alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. We need to ensure that we live in the light of Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to call out to Al-Aziz. We need to say, Ya Al-Aziz, resolve my matters. Take care of me, my family, my society, my community, my humanity, and the entire creation. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He has the power as He is Al-Aziz. Allah Rabbul Izzah indeed is the creator of the entire creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the compeller. And Allah mentions in this name again in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Al-Jabbar is the one who makes, who is absolutely sublime and who is someone who is completely supreme, who is the ultimate, powerful. He compels things which He wants. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely fair and just. We need to ensure, my brothers and sisters, we memorize this name, Al-Jabbar, the compeller. We understand the meaning of Al-Jabbar, and that is the compeller. We need to reflect, keep reflecting upon it. You know, there is no one who can compel anything and everything which he wants except Allah, Al-Jabbar. We need to live by it. The best solution for us, the best hope for us, the best way forward for us is to submit to the one who is the compeller, the one who compels things, Al-Jabbar. We need to call out to Al-Jabbar for the things that we need, for the matters for which we want to be resolved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, is also Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir is the supreme, the proud, There is no one in the entire creation who deserves the pride the way Allah deserves. Subhanallah, ultimately, He is the one who is the supreme, who is the ultimate one who deserves all kinds of pride. Again, Allah mentions this name as well in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23, where He mentions the supreme glory be to Allah, He is above all that they associate as partners with Him. How can anybody with a logical mind frame, with a honesty in his life, can deny that other than Allah, who deserves this quality, who can have this attribute of Al-Mutakabbir, the ultimate proud? Of course, it's only Allah, because He deserves to be proud. He is the one who makes everything all around us, subhanallah. Everything which we even don't know. So who deserves the attribute, the quality, the characteristic of Al-Mutakabbir? So my brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we understand, after memorizing, we understand the meaning of Al-Mutakabbir, and that is the supreme, the most proud. And we need to keep reflecting upon it and never have the element of takabbur in our lives, never have the element of pride in our lives. It all belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Mutakabbir. We need to live by it. We need to ensure, we need to believe, we need to accept, and we need to acknowledge and affirm the proudness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He deserves. We need to call out to Allah Rabbul Izzah, my brothers and sisters. We need to call out to Al-Mutakabbir. We need to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this name as well. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-Khaliq. Al-Khaliq is the one who is the creator. Allah Rabbul Izzah again uses this name in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 24. Allah says He is the creator, Al-Khaliq. Al-Khaliq is the one who creates things from nothing. He is the ultimate creator, subhanallah. And we know that every one of us and everything around, everything which we even don't know, everything is created by the one and only Allah, Al-Khaliq. He created everything. And He is the one who deserves to be worshipped, because He is the one who created us. So it's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all about Allah, because He is the one who is the owner, the creator, the one who created us and the entire thing. Obviously, who deserves more worship, more servitude, more slavery, more worship than the one who is Al-Khaliq, the one who created? My brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we memorize this name as well, Al-Khaliq. Let us make sure that we understand it clearly. Al-Khaliq is the one who created everything. You know, even as parents, we shouldn't think that it's because only of us that we have children. No, it's because Allah willed and He created our children. So He is the one who is the master creator, who is the ultimate owner for everything that exists. And besides Him, everything is the creation. And He alone is the creator. Therefore, Islam brings people from the worship of creation to the worship of creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to reflect upon it again and again. How powerful our creator is, that He has created not just the humans, among the humans, different types of humans, different colors, different, you know, sizes, different species, different creations. Subhanallah, we will be amazed by looking at the creation of the one who is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while reflecting on all these things, the one and main thing that comes to our mind is Allah is alone the only one who deserves to be worshipped, who is worthy of all praises, who is worthy of all respect, who is worthy of our worship. It's we who are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's we who will be successful if we worship Him alone, if we purely, you know, be enslaved to Him alone and to worship Him alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, to help us memorize all these names which we have mentioned, which we have talked about, to help them understand by opening our minds and hearts. Oh Allah, help us to reflect on these names and attributes. Oh Allah, help us to, live our lives in the light of these names and attributes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the guidance so that we may call out to Him at all times with these names and attributes. My brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we do all this in our lives, inshallah. And that is the way how we can get an incentive of Al-Jannah, the prize of enumerating, reflecting, comprehending of these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but Al-Jannah. And that is what we all need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this effort from us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.